Scott Morrison will today attend his first international summit as Prime Minister at the ASEAN and East Asia Summit in Singapore. And he certainly set himself a challenge, seeking to mop up a diplomatic row of his own making. Indonesia remains angry at Mr. Morrison's idea of moving the Australian embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. And it seems the much-anticipated trade deal between the two nations is being held up until the matter is resolved. Southeast Asia correspondent David Lipson filed this report from Singapore.
Scott Morrison had been hoping his first international summit as Prime Minister would come with a juicy windfall, the signing of the much-anticipated free trade deal with Indonesia. Now the PM's best hope is merely stopping the agreement withering on the vine.
When everybody's ready, it will be signed.
That's Trade Minister Simon Birmingham. He met his Indonesian counterpart in Singapore yesterday before revealing the timeline for inking the agreement now stretches toward April next year, when Indonesia holds its presidential elections.
We want to see it signed. Indonesia wants to see it signed. I'm confident that we will see it signed before then.
The two countries reached agreement in August, but Indonesia has made clear the one thing standing in the way is Scott Morrison's talk of moving Australia's embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, seen as a slap in the face for Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation and a strong supporter of the Palestinian people. Scott Morrison promised to discuss the matter with world leaders at the upcoming summits before making a final decision. Senator Birmingham again.
Between conclusion of negotiations and signing of the China agreement, it took around 7 months. We're well within that type of window in terms of our discussions with Indonesia.
It's not the only trade deal to have hit a speed bump. Hoping to stave off protectionist sentiments led by the US, world leaders were hoping to progress the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP. If sealed, it would cover half the world's population, a third of its GDP, with China, Japan, South Korea, India and Australia among the countries included, but notably not the United States. Professor of International Affairs and Dean of the College of Asia and the Pacific at the Australian National University, Michael Wesley, says hopes of clinching a deal in Singapore have been dashed.
We saw last week the talks in Singapore failed to reach a substantive conclusion, as was promised at the start of the year. Ministers say that there has been substantial progress made, but there is still quite a few hurdles to be cleared based on the fact that there are such a wide range of levels of development and economic models across the group of countries that the trade agreement would eventually cover.
Achieving free trade in 2018 is taking quite a toll. This is David Lipson in Singapore for AM.